Praise Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. I was meditating upon Psalm 46 this morning, and what a beautiful psalm that God is the refuge of his people and conqueror of the nations. But this particular verse stands out. It says in verse 10 of the same psalm, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Hallelujah. But if you see in context, you'll find this is a psalm of the sons of Korah, a song of Alamoth. And he writes, "God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. Just at the break of dawn, the nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire." And then says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Verse 11, "The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, no matter what storm you're going through, what difficulty, what pain, or what lack, just remember that if God is with you, God is the God of your valleys and God is the God of your mountaintops. Mountaintops are for rest and vision. Valleys are for fruit-bearing trees. Either you can choose to be bitter in the valley or become better in the valley. And I would encourage you to become better in your valley, because God has called us to be fruit-bearing trees. Mountaintops are great where you can have rest and vision, but you cannot always live on the mountaintop. You have to come down, live in the plateau, live in the valleys, and that's where the trees bear fruit. And you are called the trees of righteousness. That's where God expects you to produce abundance of fruit. So be encouraged, my dear brothers and sisters, irrespective of the challenge that you're going through, remember to be still and know that I am God. That's what God is saying to you. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. If God is for you, who can be against you? I was listening to a very beautiful hymn, and it's written by Katharina von Schelgel, a German lady, and it was written somewhere in the 1700s. After 100 years in publication, it was translated into English in the 18th century. And it says, "Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave it to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly Father friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end." It's a beautiful hymn. I'll attach the link for you to hear. It's a traditional hymn. Listen to it and be blessed. But let me encourage you, my dear brothers and sisters, determine to live by the truth that the Lord is on thy side. Always remember that. You have not been forsaken. You have not been forgotten. Remember that all now mysterious shall be bright at last. Everything that is a mystery to you, it'll become bright at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives, O God. Lord God Almighty, we bless you for your assurance, O Lord, that God is our refuge. He is the refuge of his people. Hallelujah. And he's the conqueror of the nations. Lord God Almighty, we know when you are in a battle, when you are in the war is already won, O Father God. And we enjoy the spoils of it. I thank you, Lord. Therefore, I pray today, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let you arise, O God. O Father God, arise on behalf of your people. And let the enemies of your church be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, you are a glorious God, victorious God. Your word says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted in your midst. Among the nations, I will be exalted in the earth. Hallelujah. Lord, we vow to give you all the praise and all the glory for all the victories that we will experience today. And Father, we thank you for the prosperity and the blessing that we are going to experience today. Thank you for the healing and the deliverance that we are experiencing today. I thank you for provision that's coming forth from places that we have never thought of. And Lord God Almighty, we give you the praise and glory and honor and dominion and power and authority because it is all yours. Father, as your people step out to the jobs, to the businesses, running the errands for the day, bless them. Father, I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. Lord, send forth the word of healing into the bodies. Your word says in Jeremiah 1:12, I stand behind my word to make it happen. I pray, Lord, as I send forth your word of healing, every sick body will be healed, every sick mind will be healed and made whole in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise, glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.